Let's pray together, okay? Right quick. Let's pray, Lord Jesus, let's pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart, change my life, in your mighty name, amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, oh, I forgot, we do have sunrise service next Sunday morning. For anybody that's interested, at 6:30 a.m., Buffalo Trace. Don't imagine many of y'all will be there, but praise the Lord. It's pretty good because all the Highway 150 churches come together. And so it's always fun. We'll have a fire and bring your own coffee. If you want some. Well, I'll tell you, here it is. Here's what it is. I brought three is that what they call them? Those pump carfés one time. I was going to give everybody coffee. You know what? Them things still have glass linings in them. When I opened the truck door, all three of them went whoosh. So I'm not doing that no more. I know. I was afflicted. Praise the Lord. I suffered for Jesus. Yes. So you know what today is on the Christian calendar? Palm Sunday, praise God. And usually Don and I'll get palm branches, but it was too late to order them this year. So you'll have to use these palms, okay? These palms, Palm Sunday, man. You know, I'm not even going to, you know, I got a bunch of scripture and stuff, but that's okay. You know what? God wants to change our focuses, you know? Boy, there was a roar in the prayer room this morning. There wasn't a lot of people there, but there was a roar, and people are really starting to believe that God's getting ready to lose his power on earth, his revival. I believe in that prayer you prayed. I believe it, man. I felt that. I felt it in my belly. I felt that God is ready to unloose. God is ready to loose you. God is ready to loose you for your purposes. Praise God. Praise the Lord. What's what mean? Loose you for your purposes? Means you've got a destiny that was written in a book before you were ever born. And this is God's perfect plan for your life. At least that's the way I see it. God has a perfect plan for your life. And you've already messed it up somewhat, but God can redeem it. No, all of us, every one of us have let the enemy bite on us and chew on us and devour us and spit us out. God has a plan. And you know, we can make excuses. We can go, well, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm not talented like them, I can't sing, I can't play an instrument, I can't preach, I can't. It's a lie. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. He has a purpose and a plan for you. Praise God. Didn't he show you his grace last week? Praise God. He's going to complete the good work he started, no matter what the circumstances are. That young lady in prison, he's going to complete the good work he started in her. He's given her a chance to say, look at me. Look what the Lord has done. Hey, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Yay! When they do what now? Oh, when they make fun of Louisville.
Yeah. But that's okay. Hey, Mark. L-O-L.
Laugh out loud?
Yep.
That fits. I'm not even going to go there. I've got the microphone. I've got ammunition, but I'm not going to go there. Praise God. Where was I at? Look what the Lord has done. Praise God. Look what the Lord has done. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, Mike, I'd like to see you after. I'd like to see you, Chuck, after the meeting. Janet, I'd like to see you after the meeting. Just briefly, unless you got something going. I know I didn't announce it before. It'd be very, very short. But look what the Lord has done. Stand up, please, if you can. Y'all ready? What's he done for you, Austin? Just briefly, one word.
He took Kentucky in the tournament.
He took Kentucky out of the tournament. Praise God. Praise God. Anybody, what he do? What's he done for you, Janet? He saved you, healed you. Turn your life around. What about you, young lady?
Delivered
you. Praise God. What about you? He's healed you. Praise God.
Restored
your innocence. Whoa. How about you, Jamie?
Freedom.
How about you, Mike? Saved you. Saved you from what? Yourself. More than that, didn't he? You probably. It's all going to lead to that hell place, ain't it? What about you, Chuck? Filled me with his presence. What about you, Melissa? Save me. Praise God. What about you, Nina? You're a woman of few words, but powerful. Healed you and delivered you. I look at you, sweetie, and I look at you, and I look at that beautiful smile. Don't she have a beautiful smile? Do you see where her daughter gets it? Wow. Well, and you too. I'm sure some of it came from you, Fred. But you, yeah, he's got a real nice smile, but it's kind of like, it's kind of like, I'm going to get you smile. But you look at Nina, and a few years ago, Nina was horribly depressed. Weren't you? I mean, horribly depressed. But look what God has done. And all of us have got a testimony of what God has done. How about you, Landon? Humbled you. Praise the Lord. And he exalts those he humbles. Are we allowed to? Let's sing. Look what the Lord has done, okay? I would let you lead it if you would, but you probably get them in the right place. Oh, you got bubble gum in your mouth. Okay. Let's start clapping. Yay. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Come on. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me.
Just in time, oh, I'm going to pray his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Hey, hey, hey.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Now I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. It's Palm Sunday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We lift holy hands to you, Lord. We lift holy hands to you, Lord. You are worthy. Come on, give him a wave offering. He is worthy. He's looking down going, whoa, I love this. I love to be praised. Shorabareshi, he says, I'm worthy to be praised. He can say that. I am worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Come on, just start singing out adorations to him. Just start shouting out adorations to him. Great are you, Lord. Merciful are you, God. Kind are you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You're a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You are a Savior. You are a priest. You are a prophet. You are a forgiver, God. You are the King. King of kings, Lord of lords, mighty God, Holy One, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Already run out of praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Come on, Hosanna! Hosanna! Come on! Come on, man. Just imagine you're on the streets of Jerusalem and Jesus is walking by. He's on a donkey and you got palm leaves in your hand. Just close your eyes. You know who he is. You know he completed the race. They didn't even know that and they were, Hosanna! Hosanna! Man, just a week before that, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Hosanna, life giver, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, life giver. Yeah, Lord, you are the resurrection. You are the resurrection, Lord. Shokorabare sikaradadabarobotebotea. Neshete korabasana nananananamare sukoradadadea. Nurababasana nananananamasite. Jesus had been preaching for like 3 years, 3.5 years. He'd been working signs and wonders and miracles. Everywhere he went, there was a crowd. Everywhere he preached, things happened. Conviction came. People knew they were lost and they wanted to be free. Praise God. The sick. Man, they was even so confident of his skill that they cut a hole in a roof. Can you imagine taking a chainsaw and opening somebody's roof? Because you couldn't get in to get prayer for your friend. Can you imagine that kind of faith? I'm going to saw a hole in your roof, and I'm going to let a guy down in there, and you're going to heal him in Jesus' name. You're going to heal him. And guess what? He did. He did. And then like a week or so before this procession, there was thousands and thousands because they were there for Passover. There was people from all over the world. And y'all can sit down if you want to or stay in. I don't care. They were from all over the world. There was thousands. There was crowds and crowds that had heard about this Jesus. Jesus never ministered. He didn't minister in the big cities. He never ministered in Jerusalem, really. He ministered in little villages here. Kind of where he likes Greenville. It's a little village. Elizabeth a village. Praise the Lord. So it is. It would have been called a village. So he wasn't interested in big things necessarily. And, of course, I think he strategically stayed out of there because that's where the religious hierarchy sat. And he knew their will would be to take him out. And it wasn't time. He was willing to die, but it wasn't time. And so like a week before, he got his call from Martha and Mary. And they go, hey, our brother's dying. We need you to get here right now. Lazarus is sick unto death. He decided not to go right then because he knew. He didn't get worried about time frames, amen, like we do. Boy, if this don't happen now, if this don't happen this week, if I don't hear from them today, boy, if that phone don't ring, boy, if I don't get that text, I'm going to get really nervous. He said, no. Holy Spirit told him to wait. And so when he got there, they said, hey, you know, you can pack it on up and go back home because Lazarus is dead. In fact, he's been dead for 3 days, was it? 4 days? And he tells, I'm not sure if he told Martha or Mary, he said, hey, have them roll that stone away. And she goes, hey, Rabbi, you know, he stinks. You take somebody that hadn't been embalmed in the climate they lived in. Have you ever, not a human, maybe you have, but have you ever been around a decaying body? It stinks. It really stinks. No, really. It does. Have you ever been around a, you never been, I don't mean a human body, but you've smelled dead bodies. It's horrible. He said, no, roll the stone away. And he goes,
Lazarus, please come forth. Please come forth, Lazarus, please. Please, oh God, please don't let me look like an idiot when I say this. Please. Did he have any doubt whatsoever?
Lazarus, come forth. And he did. And he said, get those grave clothes off of him. Amen. Some of us come to God and we never get the grave clothes off. We think we got to walk around in grave clothes the rest of our, oh, poor me. Oh, God, woe is me. Man, he came and he gave you new life. He gave you a brand new life. Praise God. If Jesus never did anything else, he gave you life. He gave you forgiveness. He forgave you from hell. Praise God. He gave you a way to live forever. If he never did anything else. But praise God, he did. Praise God, he did. So he walks in a week later, and everybody's still stirred up, and they're talking. You know, how would it be, Dennis, you walk into Love's funeral home, and this person's been, they've been embalmed. They got their lips sewed together. They got their eyes sewed together. And you walk into Love's funeral home and go, excuse me, guys. In the name of Jesus, live. In the name of Jesus, come forth. And this corpse pops up. And you tell, and you, because you've already planned all this out, right? No, you haven't planned it out at all. So you say something real smart like, go get the embalmer guy to cut his lips loose, okay? Because I can tell he's trying to talk. He's trying to scream the praises of God out. That's what he's doing. He's wanting to praise the name of Jesus is what he's wanting to do. I will guarantee you, brother, there won't be no problem witnessing around this part of the area. I'll guarantee you there'll be no problem with people believing Jesus is King. They may not embrace him, but everybody will know that the Most High God, and that's the way it was. Everybody knew that the Most High God, they knew that he was God. They knew he was the power of God come forth in prophecy, had been prophesied. So they bowed and they worshiped, right? And they're putting palm branches in front of him, and they're laying their jackets down in front of him. And they're going, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest, right? And then religion pops up, right? Tell that rabble to be quiet.
I anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud.
Hosanna, 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 ho. Hosanna. Hey, J.C., J.C., would you die for me? Zanna, ho, Zanna, hey, superstar. Which was a perversion of the gospel, but, you know, it got a lot of people to Jesus. It really did, as bad as it was. But that whole scene, it was these priests up on the wall. Tell them to shut up. Tell them to be quiet. And Jesus said, hey, if you shut them up, the rocks will cry out. So God was glorified. That Jesus was probably glorified for the first time by people as he walked this earth. And he had literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people yelling out his name, Savior, Mighty God, Lord. And 1 week later, what should we do with this Jesus of Nazareth? Do you want Barabbas, which was what, a thief, a murderer, a rebel? Should I let you have Barabbas, or will you have Jesus? Give us Barabbas. Let Barabbas free. Let Barabbas free. What should we do with this Jesus? Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. And who led the charge? The priests. Crucify him! Crucify him! They did. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There was a woman. There was a woman taken in adultery. I'll close up with this. She was a. Said she was caught in the very act. In other words, people walked in. I don't know what the circumstances were, but she was actually caught in the act of adultery. And they threw her out in the street because they had very strict laws about sexual things back then. Very strict laws, didn't they? And they threw her out in the street. Of course, I guess the guy, I don't guess they did anything to him. I don't know what the deal was with that. But anyway, man, they threw her out in the street. And they started picking up rocks. And they were going to stone her to death because they had the legal right to do that. At the time, they could legally stone somebody to death for that. So they started picking up rocks. And I think they handed one to Jesus and said, here. What will you, what should we do? It said he knelt down. I love that. That was a cool sound. No, really, that was neat. I like that. It sounded godly. I think it was tongues. No, really. I think they do get tongues when they're that age. I really, really do. I think they get the gift of tongues, and then it kind of gets lost when you start getting stuff in the way. But maybe that's foolish. But it said he knelt down, and he started writing in the dirt. And I heard Mike Warnke one time say what he was doing was writing all the men's name in the dirt that had been with her. But he was writing in the dirt. And they say, what do you say? And he says, you, without sin, you cast the first stone. It said the men, one by one, dropped their rocks and walked away. And Jesus said something interesting. He said, "Where are your accusers?" Where's your accusers, Jamie? Where's your accusers, Donna? About you, Dan? Where's your accusers? I tell you where the accuser is. It's the accuser of the brethren. Satan stands before God day and night accusing the saints. And when you've got things under the blood and you continually get accused of something, you need to deal with it because it's not God. You should let it go. But he said something interesting to her. He said, "Where are your accusers?" She said, "There are none, Lord." He said what? "Neither do I accuse you." And then he said something else. He said, "Go and sin no more." And I remember he said this to a leper one time. I can't tell you exactly, but he said, "Now you are healed, you are whole." He said, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing than leprosy happens to you." What could be a worse thing than leprosy? Death and eternity without God. So Jesus loves you and has a plan for your life, and you know that. But stand up. Put some music on, Dan. I just think I need to speak. I need to speak this for y'all. And Chuck, what you said just kind of accented it, just kind of punctuated it. I feel like some of y'all are disappointed that you're disappointed in some people that aren't moving to the cross as quickly as you want them to. I'm one. But he says, you know, in due time, in due season, look at your son. Probably you're thinking, I don't know if this boy's, I mean, I don't know if you ever had that racing thought go across your mind. I know I've been promised God, but I've been waiting a long time. I've been waiting a long time. Come on, man, just keep praying. Just keep going after God. Just keep believing God is going to complete what he started. Don't bow to that devil. Don't bow to it. If you've got the promise, stand on it. Amen? But right now, you know, if you're away from God, and you're here this morning, so obviously you're not running too far, but you feel, you just, "Lord, I don't feel your presence, God. I don't feel the way that I used to feel." Well, you know what? God hasn't moved. And sometimes the enemy puts stuff in your path that confounds you, and you don't have to feel God. God is there. Amen? God never leaves or forsakes us. But when we turn from him or we get into sin, we feel guilty, right? Don't we? What was the first thing that happened in the garden after Adam and Eve sinned? "Noah, where art thou? Where art thou, Noah?" Noah, why did I say Noah? "Where art thou, Adam?" "We're here in the bushes." "We're putting fig leaves on our nakedness." If you need to get things under the blood of Jesus, get them under the blood of Jesus today. Your fig leaves don't do nothing. Your covering up stuff don't do nothing. But when you get it under the blood of Jesus, he will wash you. He will cleanse you. He'll give you your life back. He'll give you your joy back. He'll give you your purpose back. So right now, if you're away from God, if you just don't feel him, come up here and let the Lord come onto you. Come on you with his presence. Let him wash over you with his blood. He loves you. He loves you so much. And if you need prayer for anything, hey, look what the Lord has done to Sarah. Goiters, gone in Jesus' name. Tumors, gone in Jesus' name. Praise God. Babies, homes, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So come on. Come on. If you need prayer, come on. Come on. Come on. Want to see God move in your life.